Good Friday morning, beloved, and again, thank you for inviting me into your homes to start our days off by reading God's Word. Today we are in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 18, and in this concluding chapter, Paul asks for prayers and speaks of the obligation to work and lead an orderly life. He concludes the letter with a benediction for peace. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been encouragement. So let's begin reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Finally, our friends, pray for us that the Lord's message may continue to spread rapidly and be received with honor, just as it was among you. Pray also that God will rescue us from wicked and evil people, and not everyone believes the message. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and keep you safe from the evil one. And the Lord gives us confidence in you, and we are sure that you are doing and will continue to do what we tell you. May the Lord lead you into greater understanding of God's love and the endurance that is given by Christ. Our friends, we commend you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to keep away from all believers who are living a lazy life and who do not follow the instructions that we gave them. You yourselves know very well that you should do just what we did. We were not lazy when we were with you. We did not accept anyone's support without paying for it. Instead, we worked and toiled. We kept working day and night so as not to be an expense to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to demand our support, but we did it to be an example for you to follow. While we were with you, we used to tell you, whoever refuses to work is not allowed to eat. We say this because we hear that there are some people among you who live lazy lives and who do nothing except meddle in other people's business. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command these people and warn them to lead orderly lives and to work to earn their own living. But you, friends, must not become tired of doing good. It may be that some there will not obey the message that we send you in this letter. If so, take note of them and have nothing to do with them, so that they will be ashamed. But do not treat them as enemies. Instead, warn them as believers. May the Lord himself, who is our source of peace, give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. With my own hand, I write this greetings from Paul. In this way, I sign every letter. This is how I write. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And today's key verse is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5, where Paul writes, may the Lord lead you into a greater understanding of God's love and the endurance that is given by Christ. You know, beloved, I have found as I've walked this Christian walk, I know some of you have been believers longer than I, but the one thing that I fall back on time and time again is that God's Word promises me that God the Father loves me. And I have to depend on the promise of that love in difficult times. It's that promise of that love that helps me endure some of the difficulties that life throws at us. Amen? And so it's His love. It's His love. You have to believe His word, every little jot and tittle of His word, because it's His word that reveals to us His love. And that is what takes us through the difficult times. Let us pray. Holy God, you are the source of peace. Continue to lead me day by day into a greater understanding of your love and the endurance that is given by Christ. When trials come my way, grant me patience and endurance and renew my strength so that I do not tire of doing good. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end this week. I hope to see you all in church on Sunday morning. And then, of course, we'll be back here, Lord willing, first thing on Monday morning, where we will be reading from Paul's letter to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 1, where the Apostle Paul provides instructions for the church. And so, again, beloved, until we meet again, may God richly bless you and your family, is my prayer for you.